Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm gonna need you guys to help me out here.
Sure, what's going on?
Something happened to me, and I'm not entirely sure why.
Yeah.
And if it's what I think it is, I'm pretty sure I need to be insulted.
Mm.
But even if you were offended by this,
yeah.
I mean, this person's heart was in the right place. And it's one of those weird situations where you want to tell them to take a hike.
Yeah.
You don't want any of this, but in doing that, you would look like the bad person.
Oh.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So you guys know I'm a very regimented person.
Yeah.
And every day after the show, I hang out with Kimmy for a while.
Yeah.
And then I leave here, and I go eat my lunch at the same place every single day.
Mm, you've been doing that for years.
Yeah. Go get my salad. So when I go, I sit alone, and I put my earbuds in, and I watch.
I ain't alone.
I do. Mm-hmm. And I like it a lot.
Yeah.
It's like my time to decompress. It's like the only time I get to be alone all day long.
Yeah.
And it's awesome. So I am enjoying my daily peace, sitting the other day with my headphones in. I'm eating. I'm watching a video on YouTube. And this woman approaches me.
Okay.
And I'm guessing she's between the ages of 25 and 30.
Oh, younger woman. Okay.
And she comes up to me and she's like, hello, how are you? Like very kind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking I don't recognize her. So I don't know her personally. Mm. And I'm thinking maybe she listens to the show.
Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Yeah. She's one of the few people that's I watch your YouTube thing. So I take my headphones off to talk to her. And she goes, what are you doing? You're just hanging by yourself? And she's also got her lunch in her hand.
Mm-hmm.
And I go, yeah. Just and I'm waiting for what the payoff is here. And she goes, do you mind if I sit?
Wait, she wants to sit with you?
So I assume she means for a second. Do you mind if I sit for a second?
What, is she going to tell you about the Lord?
I don't know. I don't know what is happening here.
Yeah, what's next?
I am still trying.
Yeah, I'm thinking here comes some religious pitch.
Makes sense.
All right, so what happened?
She sits down. She opens up her food, her salad, takes the top off it, and she starts eating. And we are now eating lunch together.
You're now dining together.
That's odd. Especially for a woman to approach a man like that.
Yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
And it becomes very apparent that she does not listen to the show.
Yeah.
She does not know what I do for a living.
Classy lady.
Based on the question she starts asking
me.
Yeah. So she starts asking, are you from around here? I see you're wearing a wedding ring. Are you married? Do you have kids? She starts asking me all these personal questions. And what's amazing about this?
Yeah.
I am under no obligation to talk to this woman
for sure.
This point, right? She has just come and invaded my space and sat down, and I don't know her, and I don't owe anything to her or whatever. It's all very weird. But in this moment, as she's asking me these questions, I felt this social pressure to have lunch with her.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
You're stuck now because you can't get up.
Yes.
It's going to look
you're
rude.
You're in mid-eat.
Yes.
Yeah.
I felt, but
you're
eating
a salad, too. You can't just scoop it up.
Yeah.
A sandwich and walk with it.
But I couldn't.
Where would you go where you're not still in, making
table?
Eye contact with this woman the whole time?
But Kimmy, I could have told her, hey, I'm eating my lunch. Thank you. Whatever. But I felt that would have been rude.
Yeah.
Even though she invaded my space.
Right.
So this woman and I had lunch together for 10 minutes while I answered her questions about me.
Yeah.
She then just tells
volunteered.
Me she has a boyfriend
and
she's looking for a new job. And that was that.
And that was the end of it?
I ate my lunch as fast as I could.
So she just felt bad for you? You were sitting there by yourself?
So that's just
keeping you company.
What else would it be?
You've never seen her there before?
I have never met this woman.
Because I could see, if she sees you there every day by yourself, maybe she thinks, you're lonely. I don't know.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
I think that's what this is she saw a pathetic loser in her eyes that had no one to eat lunch with, and she was going to do a good thing.
But the one time you're allowed to be alone and eat is lunch.
And
I guess that's the one thing for sure. You should be able to sit, like, you're just, I got 30 minutes,
right.
I'm working.
Yeah.
I'm just going to scarf this down and go. There ain't
so.
No loneliness about it. It's lunch.
It's not uncommon to see somebody taking a lunch break by themselves.
Right.
Look, I agree with everything you guys are saying, but...
But she didn't also try to help you.
Yeah, well, but here's the thing.
She was just annoying.
She didn't get religious.
No.
She didn't try to sell me anything.
I'm almost pissed off that she didn't have a pitch.
No, I mean...
Well, she just simply wanted to have a nice conversation.
But let's... She's lonely.
Well, I mean, but
she's got a boyfriend.
She wasn't like unattractive. I know that doesn't matter whether or not you're lonely. I'm telling you, man, based on the fact that she didn't preach any religion, she didn't try to sell me anything, and she didn't like get my contact info or follow me on social media or anything like that. I think she saw a pathetic loser that couldn't find
She definitely saw that. Yes, yes, yes. You have a weird look about you.
What is that? No, I look like every other person.
No, you don't. You don't.
What's
I know you think you're like this average looking person, but you are not. Look, man. There's some, listen, some of the jeans in that Duffy pool got a little mixed up.
What?
And you know who you look like? Do you remember that homeless dude they found on the side of the road, but he had that amazing radio voice? And it turned out he did radio years ago.
Yes.
And then they gave
Cleveland.
Him another job.
Yeah.
You look like that dude.
That guy was black.
Yeah, but close enough. You're like the white version of that black dude.
I'm not.
Cleveland's number one rock and roll station. That's right. Thank you for this cup of coffee. Yes, I used to be in radio. I also play the piano.
By the way, that's 70% of the guys that used to work in this business that we know.
Yeah, they're also homeless again.
That was the joke, dumbass.
Oh, sorry.
Maybe she should sit down with you, help you write some jokes.
I do think there are some people out there like that are just very social people, and they see another human being and they think, well, that makes sense. I'm going to go sit and talk to them because they're not talking to anybody.
Yeah, but,
that
yeah,
seat's
but,
open. I'm going to go see what their life's all about.
It has to blow. She does this on a regular basis. It has to blow up in her face sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm sure.
You can't be this chatty Kathy constantly going around table to table talking to people.
But again, no, here, I disagree with you based on having been in that spot because
somebody had to tell her off.
Bro, you can't. You can't do it. I did not.
I wish, somebody should.
Tommy, I agree with you. I wish I had it in me to look at her and be like, look, I'm sorry. I just want to enjoy my lunch and watch my YouTube video here. But I couldn't. I was paralyzed.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. I don't know why.
It was the kindness. Even if you're super annoyed by somebody, it's hard to do anything about it if they're just being nice.
Okay, but let's talk about that. And the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Again, with this woman that I don't know that sat down and had lunch with me the other day, is she a good person? Or is she an annoying person?
Well, she's annoying.
You can be both.
Yes.
You can have good intentions and
I mean,
be annoying.
Obviously, she's a good person.
Yeah.
But why?
But she's like not self-aware.
But why is she
can't read a room.
Why is she a good person?
Well, I don't think she's...
She
I mean, I don't have. There is no indication she's a bad person.
Yeah.
So I would have to assume she's a good person unless she proves me wrong.
Okay.
Well, if you really think she sat down with you because she thought you were lonely, then I would say that's a human being nice to another human being.
Yeah, like if she sat down and started giving like her political opinions and they were like horrible.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm so done with the Dutch. I'm sick of these people.
Oh, you know what's good about being racist against the Dutch?
What's that?
You can always hear them coming.
That's right.
You don't have to deal with them. Clop, 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 clop. No, man, but like her assumption may make her a bad person.
Well, I just think some people just... Most people can't read a room. I mean, most people that know how to read a room, that is because they have a job where they have to be able to read a room.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But some people can't.
Okay.
They can't judge like, hey, this is not going well. I'm invading their space. You know what I mean? Like some people just don't have are aware of it.
Kimmy, I'm going to ask you this question. What about me says I'm sad and lonely? Because that's what she had to say.
Well, your tone right now.
I asked Kimmy the question.
Kimmy, what is it?
Well, no, because like that's what's kind of...
Say about me that I'm sad and lonely.
That's what's been bothering me is she saw me and was like, that's a sad man. That is a sad man.
Well, you're also not a... You don't have
I asked Kimmy. I asked Kimmy.
You don't have a happy face.
Well, like you said, she did make note that you... had a wedding ring, so she figured you were like married and you have kids, so maybe she's wondering like if she sees you there every day, like where's your family? I don't know.
That's a terrible thing to ask somebody.
Deadbeat
well, no,
daddy.
She didn't ask you that, but maybe she assumes like Nobody, I don't know, nobody wants to hang out with you and grab lunch.
It's the middle of the day. Okay.
Yeah.
Right, serious question. What about me says I'm sad and lonely?
You just gotta give off a weird vibe.
Shut up. You don't even, bro, of all the vibes, you're wearing running shoes and a tracksuit the day before Thanksgiving.
I know.
Like you're going on a turkey trot tomorrow.
I don't have a happy face. You also do not have a happy face.
I have a happy face.
You also don't look like you were working. Because, I mean, we don't have, like, a uniform. Like, we wear hoodies most of the time. So
you're all
it
mismatched.
Doesn't look like you came from a job.
Right.
What does mismatch have to do with being sad and lonely?
Well, like, you don't look like you have a job of importance.
I don't have a job of importance.
Right. You look like a schlub.
Okay.
You look like a lonely, schlubby, unhappy man. But you play Cleveland's best rock and roll.
WRMM. The pelican. What is it? The buzzard.
That's I don't know.
Instagram messages coming in. Duffy at WCMF. Easiest way to get us. Dalton writes, oh my God, Duffy was almost trafficked. Human trafficking.
Yes.
At the salad place.
Wow.
Again, if you just joined us, I see you guys on hold. I go get my lunch at the same place every day after work. Go sit down. It's my time to just decompress. It's my only time alone. It's a nice, like, 20 minutes. Where
It's like therapy.
Exactly. Every single day. I eat by myself. Same booth. Every single time. I'm the first one in the door. It's great. This woman, 25, 30 years old, attractive-looking woman, comes up to me while I'm eating the other day. I have my headphones in. I thought maybe she listened to the show. And she's like, hello, how are you? And I'm like, good, how are you? And she starts talking to me. And she goes, can I sit down? And I go, oh, yeah. And I thought she meant, like, for a second.
Yeah.
She starts eating her lunch. And we're now having lunch together. And she's asking me all these questions. Oh, I see you wearing a wedding ring. Do you have a wife? Do you have children? This, that, and the other thing. And even though I was under no obligation to talk to this woman, and I was peeved that she was doing this, I felt like I couldn't tell her to leave. Like, that would have been a rude thing to do. So I ate my lunch as fast as I could, and I got the hell out of there, and I am still messed up about the what the hell happened
there.
252-WCMF. Let's talk to Jeff. Hey, Jeff, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. Happy holiday, you guys.
Right back at you, buddy.
I just think you might be maybe being a little arrogant and thinking it's all about you. This girl
Pat,
may
be arrogant?
Be used
when
to,
has that ever happened?
You
she
did
might
just
not
see.
Be used to having lunch by herself and maybe was uncomfortable and looking for a little companionship, and now you're taking a dump on her.
Okay, well, I don't
big
mean
big old duffy dump.
But here's the thing. Jeff, counterpoint to that, and I get where you're coming from. Why is it my obligation to accept this woman who I've never met before as a lunch partner? Am I not entitled to 20 minutes of peace and quiet in my day, Jeff?
You are, but if you, like you said, she doesn't know who you are. She doesn't know you just left work. She doesn't know that's your routine. So if you didn't say anything up front, then you really got no reason to complain now.
All right, I guess Jeff's a better person than I am because I didn't think about that. But I still think it's a terrible take. Terrible take, Jeff. I hate it. Jeff, so you would have welcomed this woman and had a conversation with her and not been weirded out by the whole situation?
I probably would have been weirded out, but I would have also maybe mentioned up front to her that this is my private time or whatever. I'm a little stressed from work.
You know what I'd be afraid of?
What's that?
That if somebody who knows you...
Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call.
...saw you sitting with another woman at lunch...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
...thinking like, uh-oh. Like you mess him.
That didn't even cross my mind.
Like, you mess him.
That didn't... Should I?
Well, I'm serious.
Well, I didn't tell my wife about this either. I'm just... You guys are the first one I'm telling. Well, I didn't... What am I doing?
Good God.
What am I cheating at the
salad? No wonder you're homeless.
No, that didn't even cross my mind either.
I always think about that, like, because we've gone to lunch together. I've gone to lunch with coworkers before, and I always wonder, like, I don't know if maybe lunch you kind of get a pass because you just assume you're with, like, a coworker or something, but there is the assumption can be made in instances.
No, but
unless you're at, like, the Chinese buffet, then they probably don't assume.
Well, no, I mean, that seems like the most couple, you only go to a buffet with
someone
that you're
with. Yeah, you don't take side action to a Chinese buffet. Because you're not taking her back to the motel full of all that MSG.
All right. Interesting take from Tom.
Tom?
Tom writes us.
What's Tom saying?
Duffy at WCMF. Any chick with a salad raises a red flag. At least have a burger or wings? Thoughts?
No, most women would eat a salad for lunch. You know, they're trying to keep the LBs down.
You wouldn't prefer a woman who eats wings or burgers over a salad?
No, I want a slender woman.
Well, you can be slender and eat burgers and women.
Not for long, darling.
Look at the way Kimmy eats, man.
Bro, you know that's going to go sideways soon.
I love how, well, you got a lot to say while she's on the phone, you scared-ass bitch. You bitch-ass scared-ass bitch. You are such a coward.
She's going to turn into one of Joe T's angels.
T's angels. all right. So we're getting some female perspective here, other than Kimmy. Sabby, I hope I'm pronouncing that the right way, writes us on Instagram. Some people have resting bitch face. Maybe you just have resting sad face and she felt bad. Oh. I am insulted by all of this. By all of this. Would I have been a dick for telling her to take a hike?
Well, if you said it like that, yes. I mean, you could have said, I'm working. Sorry.
I'm working as I'm watching a YouTube video about the ABA's Miami Floridians and how they came from Minnesota.
Important research.
Do you know they had Muhammad Ali fight an exhibition boxing match before one of their games and everybody left?
See, you should have told her that. She'd get up and leave immediately. I would say, sorry, I'm waiting on a business call or something like that. I don't know.
I'm waiting on a business call.
I just sent my demo tape to Cleveland. I'm waiting to hear back from K-Lake.
Well, we remember what I sounded like when I sent that demo.
Hey, I was just checking it out here in Cleveland right now. Ashton Beulah, shout out to you this morning.
You've been on the radio 30 years and you have the worst radio voice of all time. The worst radio voice.
Well, that's why I'm homeless.
Peter writes us on Instagram, you probably look like Eeyore with a rain cloud over you. I don't look miserable. I'm a pretty happy guy.
He's very happy when he gets a salad.
I am.
Okay. Yeah. Who isn't when you get your salad with no croutons and light dressing?
Double quinoa, buddy. Got to get your protein. I know. I know. No, look, I'll be honest with you. Like, part of me, when she sat down, like after the confusion started, I mean, I guess it was confusion the whole time, but after it set in that she's going to have lunch with me.
Yeah.
Part of me wanted to know what her angle was.
Yeah.
Like, is she going to
straight up ask?
Well, like,
hey, what are you doing here?
Yes. Like, is it a pyramid scheme? Is she going to hand me a schedule to a church? Like, but it never came. The pitch never came. But she mind effed me, man. I don't know what's going on.
Here's the saddest part about this whole story to me.
Okay.
That think of when you were young. Eating lunch by yourself, you would have loved to have a hot chick sit down with you and talk to you.
Yes.
It was never going to happen. It's a fantasy in porn.
You're right.
Or a rom-com. It only happens when there is no possibility of anything happening.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's your gift of nothing.
Yeah.
A chatty girl that's interested in your day.
Yes.
That never happened in your 20s.
You're 100% right.
You think of the money you spent on alcohol, cologne, and rides to get to bars to get nothing.
That's a great point. And I'm at a point in my life now.
Now they're just showing up. It's like Grubhub for chicks.
But you know how this is, man, right? Like, I think other than sad, because again, like, you've kicked off some great comments here on Instagram.
What did I say?
Duffy and WCMF. Tim writes us, she was drawn to your elongated head, unkempt beard, resting piss face. I think that drew her into bringing holiday joy in her life. Thank you, Tim.
So,
no, like, but I mean, when it comes to that, there's this idea that once you are in a relationship.
Yeah.
You give off a sense of
comfort,
non-threatening.
Well, yeah, you're safe.
Yes, I'm a safe person.
Like, you're a safety zone.
I got a wedding ring. Some other woman trusted him enough to marry him.
Which is a stupid take, by the way, because there's tons of scummy married guys.
Right.
But
you're
I think there is this weird, almost like pheromone that is given off when you have daughters. Other women can sense it, even if it never comes up.
Okay,
like I just look like a safe person. I think to women.
You look like
a girl. Bad.
Am I wrong?
You're giving off a dad.
Well, I think that's also why women. You're probably more likely to get approached by a woman if you have kids with you, right? It's that look of like, well, somebody's dressing him with children, so he must be a trustworthy guy.
Well, there was that one weird time. This happened like 7 years ago. We talked about it on the show. I was in Wegmans by myself, and a woman had to use the bathroom, and she handed me like her six-month-old baby. I'd never met this one before, and she's like, hold here, take this. And she went to the bathroom, and I was like, I'm holding a strange baby.
That's scary, yes.
But like, again, I think it's the vibe that dads give off. But you were saying, Kimmy, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Oh, no. I was just going to ask how this whole thing wrapped up. Like, did you just finish your salad and
he threw it in her face.
No, I was
like, who left the table first?
I did. I ate as fast as I could. I was like, nice talking to you.
Bye.
Bye. Here's what I'm really freaked out about. So I go there every day.
Yeah, you're going to see her again.
I've never seen her before, but Kimmy.
But you never noticed.
What do I do if I see her again?
Yeah.
Like,
this might be your lunch buddy now.
But no, I don't want that.
Yeah.
Like, unless
you say something, you might not. She might just join automatically.
Here's what you do.
Okay.
You don't have to be mean. You don't have to be anything insulting. Just when you talk to her, curse a lot. There's indiscriminate, random cursing as you talk.
No, because that...
That might not.
That shows I'm comfortable with
it. No, but she may be off-put by the foul language, just the general foul language.
No, but you're assuming,
and I might chase her off.
You're assuming
the ladies, they don't like the F word.
They don't. Y'all don't like foul language in men. You don't like it?
I would not think twice if somebody swore in front of me. But you have a foul mouth. What?
You have a foul mouth.
Most women I know, that's not like they're like cursing is like against their morals.
Says love the company you keep.
Look at Breezy, man. If we were in the 1600s, she'd be burned at the stake mouth she's got on her. John writes, you're a dick. You know that?
What'd I do?
John writes, yeah, it's your face. It defaults to sad or mildly startled. Shut up! Matthew, she was a prostitute feeling you out to see if you tried to pick her up.
She's at the salad joint.
Okay. Was she a prostitute? She was a prostitute.
What's that?
Was she a prostitute?
No. Working there? No, man. Okay. Working the salad crowd?
I don't know, man. What else could it be?
I know what you could do.
What's that?
Start ripping ass like one of you guys are doing right now.
I ain't ripping.
That ain't me, bro.
That ain't me, bro.
Whoa. I want out of this room immediately.
I don't smell anything, do you?
You don't smell anything anyway. Your nose is dead.
Well, of course. But
what?
Thanks to your mom.
Shut up.
Toxic.
My poor face and family. Dalton says, now I have to wear glasses with a fake mustache over my current facial hair.
Yeah, I think you're good to go right now.
All right, let's take a break. Thank you, everybody, for all your advice on how to handle this situation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
One of the more bizarre Rochester stories we've heard in a long time.
Yeah.
And when it initially broke, it had women who live in the city specifically on edge.
Or crank watch.
That's right. And then it went away.
Yeah.
It was a story, but a story we have this morning has brought all of it back. And it's hard to tell if it's the same suspect.
Well.
If it's a brand new one. And which one of those scenarios would make this a worse situation. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Last Friday night, the Rochester Police Department got a call on Arnold Park near East Avenue.
Yeah.
Reports of someone, and I quote, engaging in lewd behavior on someone's front porch.
Okay, so it was like on a ring cam? Or they were home, somebody saw it, or
it was recorded.
Everything I have told you is that's all we know.
Lewd act on a porch.
Yes. And normally, just those little details wouldn't be enough for us to talk about this story. But this isn't the first time we've seen something like this. Back in September, a man was caught on a ring cam on someone's porch on Park Avenue. Mm. You guys remember this story?
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he starts by peering in the windows.
Yep.
And then he pulls out his phone and starts to watch porn. And then he pulls out his, you know what?
Yep.
And starts
to enjoy porn.
He's going to work on himself. Yeah. And the ring video, minus the him going to work on himself.
He's a one-man band.
The video was released by the Rochester Police Department in hopes of identifying him. Yet that never happened. Not only do we not know who he is, he is still at large.
Yeah.
Or at small, depending on how the video ended up. So, and the story on 10NBC, in talking about this most recent story on East Ave, is wondering out loud, is this the same man that is still on the run?
Okay.
Kimmy.
Yeah.
As a woman who lives in the city of Rochester, would it be more bothersome to you if this was a new creep suspect, or would it be more bothersome to you if this is the same guy doing it again?
Oh, I think new creep would be more alarming, only because now I know this is a thing with people.
Okay, but I'm gonna ask you some questions here.
Yeah.
Weird people do weird things every once in a while.
Sure.
Like, you know, a random act every here or there. It's not great,
yeah,
but it can happen.
I'd rather worry about one guy instead of two.
But the fact that one guy would be able to keep doing it and not get caught, what are his intentions in doing it
and
over
and
over?
They had that kind of stamina.
I don't know how long he was standing on the plane.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
So you're telling me you would rather have
one guy. The less creeps, the better,
okay.
I'm going to say.
All right, that's fair enough. It is strange the initial video did not lead to this guy's arrest.
As far as we know.
They would have said.
Yeah, they didn't get him yet.
Yeah, the story in 10NBC says he's still large. In the video, you get the guy's full face.
Yeah. He kind of like looks in.
He looks right into the camera. Yeah. He looks to be in his 20s, 30s. The video also went viral on social media.
Yeah.
Not a single person in Rochester recognized this guy. Did he come to town to play with himself?
He's the lone stroker.
I mean, if it is the same guy, this could also mean that he's been doing this the whole time and just places.
Maybe people haven't caught him doing it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They didn't have ring cams out front.
And he's mostly doing this, I'm guessing, at night.
The two incidents we have, and again, not knowing if it's the same guy, it looks like it happened in the dark. It also could mean he's conscious of the fact that he could get in trouble for this and has pulled back doing it.
Okay.
Right?
Dialed it back a little bit?
Like, this wouldn't be...
Especially right into the ring cam, at least.
But if that's the case, Kimmy, it makes it almost scarier because this isn't some mental compulsion he can't control. He would be aware of what he's doing, that it is illegal and wrong, but he chooses to keep doing it. But that makes it even more...
Yeah. Alarming.
So the other problem here with the initial suspect and whoever this person is in the allegations recent, the charges they would be facing if they were caught.
Well, it's a lewd act, right?
Well, here's the thing. The incident back in September sparked some controversy because the RPD listed the crime as an attempted burglary. There wasn't really anything else they could charge him with based on what he was seen doing in the video.
Okay.
So the other concern here, even if you were to get your hands on one guy, two guys, whoever, assuming it's the same guy, the charges aren't going to be as harsh in theory as they should be.
Oh. So what do you get? Like, for just... A lewd act and what else?
I don't know. Because again,
it's not really trespassing, right?
Well, no, I mean,
because you're allowed to walk in somebody's porch, like if you're going to come up and knock on the door.
But he wasn't knocking on the door.
He's the beaten bandit. I like it.
You want to just get them all out of your system now? We can keep having the conversation.
I like to sprinkle them.
Okay, yeah.
Much like the beaten bandit.
That was good. Okay, I'm sorry. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We have another case of someone committing a lewd act on a porch in the city of Rochester. It happened last Friday night, this time on Arnold Park near East Avenue. Those are the only details we have. We don't have video of it. We don't have any description of the suspect, but this sounds a lot like a story that happened back in September where a man was caught on a front porch on Park Avenue playing with himself and watching pornography into a ring camera after staring into the windows of a first-floor apartment. By the way, remember, Kimmy, in that initial story, the couple that lived in that apartment who looked to be in their late 20s said they were leaving. They were so bothered by it. They were going to find a new place to live.
Oh, really?
That's what they said, yeah. Well, I mean, bro.
Yeah.
You want to explain to Tommy why you wouldn't want to live there anymore?
Every time you walked out your front door, your head would be on a swivel.
No, I'm thinking he's never coming back.
Why?
Why?
I don't know.
Why would he be there in the first place?
Well, he's roaming the streets.
That makes it very, he's roaming the streets. I don't want to be here anymore.
No, I don't think he's coming back to my house. He's already done my house.
Wasn't he, like, peering into, like, the window or
something, too?
Yes.
So, like, Kimmy, this would be enough for you to try and move.
I would probably try to find a new apartment. Yeah,
yeah, but I always figure, like, you're living in the city. You're going to have people roaming around.
I've lived in the city for the last, like, 10 years. This isn't something I would expect to happen on
my
front porch.
Yeah, but you don't know if it happens at night. Could have been going on around your apartment. You don't
know. Could have happened in your neighborhood, too.
Oh, yeah.
So your wife would be totally fine if a one-off dude cranking one out on your front step.
Oh, no. She'd buy a shotgun. Okay. She'd blow that poor bastard in the next week. Yeah, she ain't playing.
Should we be, like, taking a step back here from the scary undertones of this story? Because, like, there's two ways to look at this. Right. And I understand, Kimmy, your concern. I don't live as a woman. I don't know what those feelings are like, right? But if we take a more measured look at these allegations, right? One, as far as we know, if it's the same guy, it's just been porch stuff. He hasn't tried to hurt anybody.
Yeah.
Two, if it's a different guy, this first one may not even be hanging around town anymore because, again, he hasn't been arrested.
Yeah.
Three, these crazy weird things do happen sometimes with no rhyme or reason randomly, and most of the time everything turns out fine. I mean, I get the concern, right? But compared to other things that we've seen
like
before.
Nobody got hurt.
Yeah, right. I mean, this isn't like, I don't want to like make it sound less than it is and say it's not the worst thing we've ever seen. It's still something to be concerned about, but it could be worse.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
No, the fact that you're agreeing with me makes me think I have a bad
thing. My fear isn't so much what he did. Obviously, nobody got hurt, but it's just like, could this, I mean, is he looking to do more than what he just did?
No, once he did what he did, I think he's fine.
Well, no.
Like, right after he's done doing that, that's the safest guy on the block.
You can't say that for sure.
I know. Does he take it a step further next? I don't know. That would be my concern.
I look at him as just a sad sack.
No, but again.
Yeah, but sad sacks do bad things.
No,
put that on a t-shirt, right, put it in the rock show.
No, I just think he's a sad, lost soul.
No, but again, to Kimmy's point, like, it's easy for you to say this when it's happening not where you live. Yeah. If this were to happen in Pittsburgh, there would be a military checkpoint set up and every road out of the town until they found this guy.
There would be an overreaction. You are absolutely right, and that would be against it.
But I don't know if. No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
No, you would absolutely not.
And I don't know if that is an overreaction. I don't. Like, I mean, it's a sex crime. It's what it is.
It's a self. Is it a sex crime to do it to yourself?
He's peering into windows and playing with himself.
Right, but what's the? But you didn't get sexed. Like,
but it's
he's
still
just,
a violation of your privacy.
I mean, it's
of your,
lewd,
of your,
but you can't say it's a sex crime.
All right, tell you what.
There was no.
So what if you got to do like the cleanup afterwards?
Oh, that's a great question.
Bring your hose it off.
No, you wouldn't be able to just hose it off, really. He batches your door, and you're going to tell your wife, I'm just going to go hose it off.
Yeah.
You would have to go out there with...
I should let the dog out.
Oh,
ew,
my God.
Are you weirdo?
Here's your Scooby snack. Dogs,
what
for some reason, love
you?
That stuff.
I can't look at you right
I
now.
Know.
Dogs love that stuff.
No,
oh,
like you would
oh,
have...
yeah, like, oh, we've all fell victim to it,
I
bro.
Just...
What? I don't want to know what happens
Fluffy,
in your house.
Fluffy, stop that.
Oh. No, like you would be out there with a bucket and a sponge cleaning up your front door.
You'd throw the water
on. No, that wouldn't. Your wife would not be
really
okay with water.
This.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't believe you.
It is amazing to me.
Listen, I cleaned up my own batch enough. I know how to clean batch.
Bro, your own batch and someone else's batch are two different. Totally different things. I've never been exposed to anyone else's batch in my life. Have you?
Yes.
You did play Splooey.
I played Splooey, but I've also been. So back in the day, they used to have.
Oh.
Porn booths at dirty bookstores.
Why did I ask this question?
So when you sat in there, you know, guy, there was tissue there in a waste paper basket, but, you know, you kind of sit there with another guy. I mean, sometimes the seat would be kind of warm.
How are you so nonchalant about this?
Because it was back in the day. You pump quarters in, you watch a little something.
You look back on that and think, wow, that was pretty gross.
It was socially acceptable back then.
Okay, I get that, but I'm saying now, looking back... You're not grossed out by
I mean, yes. If I was sitting down having lunch and I thought about it, I'd be grossed out. I'd be passing a clam chowder. But no, it's just how you live back
then. No, I just find it so funny that like you're so nonchalant. Because like, I've known you for almost 25 years.
I'm a free badger, bro.
If I stopped the show.
I've spent my political party for many years.
If I stopped the show right now, made eye contact with you, took it out and started cranking it, you would call the cops right now.
Yep.
I wouldn't call the cops.
Really? Let's try it.
Go
Kimmy,
ahead.
Kimmy, go to the bathroom.
Go ahead.
You wanted to call the cops on a guy sleeping in the stairway of the parking garage. You're telling me if you walked past a guy doing that in the stairway, that you'd come in and be like, "Eh, no big deal, guys. Just wanted to let you know."
I wouldn't call it a guy. I'd go the other way, maybe. I don't want to step in anything when I got my nice shoes on.
Why? It's just batch, man.
No, but I don't
What's a big deal, man? I've seen plenty of other dudes batch, man.
Remember when I went into that rest area and that guy was at the urinal?
Yes.
And people were like freaking out, but I had to pee. I just beat left.
No, I had the same experience. I left, and I peed on the side of my car, and
no,
the guy
came
out. I know you did, and that's weird. That's weird, man. That's weird. That's a date.
Let the guy enjoy himself.
Look,
I'm totally for self-love, man.
That is a danger.
Free self-love, man.
It is a dangerous situation.
It's a slippery slope you're going down there.
Well, no, it'll literally become a slippery slope if you step in the wrong spot.
What's the danger?
Where do you want to start?
Yeah.
He's gonna do it and take a nap.
All right, first of all,
that's
like
my schedule.
There's a biohazard danger because
biohazard.
It is.
Let me tell you, let me know the time somebody was in a room where somebody batched and they got sick.
What?
You call it a biohazard.
You can step. Yes, there are diseases that can be carried in that stuff. Let's put it this way, man.
Well, mine, I took the penicillin when I had to.
My old man was a cop for years.
Yeah.
If somebody spit on him,
oh, yeah.
He had to go right to the hospital and take a battery of tests and get a bunch of shots. If somebody,
and they were family.
If somebody bit him, he had to go right to the hospital,
I know.
Take a bunch of tests,
it's a bite.
Get a bunch of shots. Batch carries more than that stuff, potentially. You're not
you don't want to be exposed to airborne batch.
Thank you. Thank you. She's airborne right. Jared writes us, great point here on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, making my point.
Tommy's cool with fresh batch on his porch, but not with stained dishes?
Yes.
What about batched up dishes? According to you, no big deal.
Batched up dishes.
Troy writes, wow.
Those are au gratin.
No, they're au gratin. Troy writes, wow, this segment took a turn. Thanks a lot, Tommy.
I didn't do it.
You had one. Who else did
you
it?
You argued for it.
You brought up the subject. I was just explaining my batch history.
Okay.
My batchery.
We will keep an eye. I mean, hopefully there's an arrest.
Don't get any in your eye.
Yes. No, that's
you're
great
too close.
Advice.
Don't that get that close.
Great advice.
Oh, it's
nice.
In my eye.
Okay.
Pat says this is toxic.
All right. Yeah. I'm not saying that.
I need some eyewash.
Yes.
Yes.
I don't hope you get batch in your eye.
Yes, you do.
I do now. No, because you're so not sure.
When batch gets in your eye, you're standing too close to that guy. Happy holidays. That's not mayonnaise.
Thank God 70%.
Batch gets in your eye.
If you're listening back to this on the podcast.
We're sorry.
Yeah, this is your own fault. You had a chance to turn
I'm
it
the
off.
I'm the cream and crooner.
For God's sakes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Lot of calories coming up, Tommy.
Oh, yeah. Packing it on, buddy.
And look, you don't want to sacrifice the delicious meal you'll be having tomorrow, all the cookies and stuff leading up to Christmas.
Yeah.
The Hanukkah and Christmas meals you may be having. But, you know, you may want to do a little something extra to try and fight those calories in your body.
Well, you got
to
get off your fat ass.
What if I told you you can be burning extra calories without doing a moment of exercise?
What's a miracle?
No. It's science.
Science.
You're hanging out at the Break Room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. If you want to slim down after Thanksgiving dinner, the solution is simple.
All right.
Be cold.
Cold?
New research further confirms what has been confirmed in multiple studies over the last couple of years. Shivering burns fat.
I had to shiver.
That makes sense, yeah.
So it's a process called thermogenesis. And the explanation we can all understand.
I thought they broke up. It's cold in here.
Well, it was a land of confusion, how it works. And a process, an explanation we can all understand. When it gets cold, our bodies have to burn more calories to maintain our internal temperature so we don't die.
So is this like that cold shower theory where if you take cold showers, it helps like your metabolism boost and you lose weight?
I don't think it's the same thing, but I could be wrong.
I just thought, like, they say cold showers are good for you, but who the hell could do it?
Well,
I think, like, to lose weight, you'd have to be cold or shivering for significant period of time.
By the way, that would suck.
Interesting you bring that up, Kimmy. A study in 2014 said that shivering for 15 minutes in a cold environment is the equivalent of moderate exercise for 1 hour.
Wow.
I think I'd rather do an hour of exercise than shiver for 15 minutes.
That is a long time to shiver.
No way, man. To sit and, you sit and shiver for 15 minutes instead of working out for an hour? I'll take the shiver any day of the week.
This is moderate. That's like a brisk walk.
A 2017 study showed
27
that,
was a good year.
2017, idiot.
Oh.
Showed
even better.
People who hiked in 15 to 23 degree weather burned 34% more calories than those who hiked in 50 degrees.
All right, so because your body has to raise its temperature to keep you warm.
Yes, the bottom line is...
What's the bottom line? You're going to lose your bottom line.
Well, look, the colder you are, the more it benefits you during the holiday season when we're eating more calories.
All right, so it would benefit you then, if it's cold, to get outside and take a walk.
Okay, that's good.
Take a brisk walk in the cold weather.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Tomorrow, it's not going to be cold enough where it's
going to benefit. No, but the cold is coming. So, I mean, you're going to get your cold.
Yeah, but here's the thing. It's going to be on the minds of people tonight, tomorrow, Friday, so, right? When all that food is sitting in
front
of you.
All right, so where do I get that cold?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Because if it's going to be 50, my house is... It said my house was 45 degrees.
You can try one of those ice baths. I'm scared of those, man.
Well, that's the same thing as a cold. What's the difference between that and a cold shower?
Well, no, because in the ice bath, you're immersed in the cold.
It was a shower.
No, you're not immersed in a shower.
Yeah, you are. The water is merging all over you.
And the water's not ice cold in a shower. It feels
ice cold. Well, it's cold.
But you could still shiver with a cold shower.
Yeah, I would say, but who could take a cold shower like that, like every day?
I don't even know if that's like healthy, so don't take our advice for it. Our word for it here? I mean, go look at the stuff.
I thought they were good for you.
Okay, I know people have said that.
I think
that
it helps, like, wake you up, but I don't know, like, health-wise.
No, I thought they said it helps, like, your immune system. Like, people swear by it.
Look, I'm not saying it's not true.
Like, if you have aches and pains, they say you take a cold shower, you feel better. Because, like,
Kimmy, cold shower is solving all problems right now.
You do better at math?
I am not saying that's not true what you're saying. Right. The math thing, that's not true. But I am now suspect all claims of health influencers on Instagram, and they're big on the cold shower, cold tub thing, so that makes me go like...
The cold plunge.
Yeah.
Well, the NFL does it with the boys, right?
Yeah, no, you're right, but those guys are also like elite athletes.
Yeah, and they've also been running their bodies into the ground.
Exactly. Like, I don't know if me, when I'm done, you know, working out for an hour, my workout, jumping into a cold tub, if that's good for me, and I don't want to do it.
And by the way, that sounds like you'd have to get, like, the tub, you got to get the ice and dump it in there and do all that, and... You got to sit in it for a while, right?
So they sell stuff now, like soft tubs you can buy to create your own cold tub.
Again,
home.
I got a soft tub in the middle. Where am I putting that in the winter?
Backyard.
Oh. All right.
Like, there's a whole process to it. I have friends that have these things.
What? Whoa.
What?
Get the hell out of here.
What?
You have friends?
Oh, my God. You can buy all of this stuff
and they're
now.
Cold?
They have.
I'm sure they're dead.
They have soft saunas.
Soft what?
Saunas.
Sauna.
So, like, for $100, you can go buy like a sauna that looks like a pup tent, and you go sit in it. I don't know how healthy that is.
I think my brother and sister-in-law bought one of those cold tubs for the ice baths. But I think, like, to your point, like, it is kind of a pain in the ass to maintain. So I don't know if they still have it set up or not.
Phone number is 252 WCMF. Again, a new study confirms what multiple studies over the last couple of years have shown: being cold helps you lose weight. A 15-minute shivering session, according to a study in 2014, will burn it's the equivalent of moderate exercise for 1 hour.
You can go hug one of my ex-wives.
252-WCMF, 252-9263.
It's a good joke. You're just not laughing because you know her.
Well, no, I mean, not a good joke.
I was thin when I was married to her.
You weren't. I knew you. You were a big old fat boy. She tried to leave you. Took her 45 minutes. Let's talk to Teddy. It involved tolls. Hey, Teddy, you're on CMF. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, hey, Teddy.
Listen, in the past 6 weeks, I lost about 14 pounds. What I'm doing is I eliminated three things: sugar, pasta, and rice.
Okay. All right. So, Teddy, here's
sugar,
the thing.
Pasta, and rice.
That's what he eliminated.
Yeah, eliminate those. Right. Now, Teddy, I love you. You know we love you to death, right? But there's one thing that always happens when you bring up like these studies about losing weight. Like, the study here, Teddy, is about being cold. But every guy has to be like, let me tell you how I lost weight. Yeah. Let me tell you how I'm doing it. I mean, I'm happy for you, Teddy. I'm happy for you. So what are you going to do tomorrow? Well, are you gonna eat your ass off, or are you going to stick with the diet?
No, I'm sticking with my diet because, when you talk about your health, that is most important in your life. Doesn't matter how much money you have. If you don't have, you're doomed.
No, I agree with you. But, Teddy, I mean, like, everybody, you're a human being. You deserve pleasure every once in a while. One meal isn't going to destroy you, Teddy.
I know, but when you start, after you stop, when you start, and then sometimes you it's just so difficult to stop again.
Okay, valid point.
Yeah.
Valid point. All right, Teddy, let me ask you this. Is your wife cooking, or are you going somewhere?
Yeah, she's Italian. You know, Tom. Ask Tommy. Italian people is cooking nothing but pasta.
Oh, I've never heard that before.
And then being Asian, I eat rice. So how am I doing, Tommy?
Teddy, I guess what I'm asking is your wife going to be pissed that she's going to prepare this wonderful meal and you're going to look at it and be like,
he's
no,
thank you. He's going to have his own separate plate.
I don't want it.
No. You know what? I prepare myself. If I don't want to eat something that I don't want to eat, I eat first because we don't cook at the home anymore during holiday. So we go to two different places every Christmas or Thanksgiving. So we don't cook anymore during the holidays. So.
Okay. Huh? All right. Well, Teddy, your poor wife, she just wants to love you and put some meat on your bones, and you're spitting right in her
face,
buddy.
She wants to feed you the pasta. You won't eat it.
Well, you have a nice holiday, guys.
You too. Thanks, Teddy. Have a good rest of the day. Teddy lost 15 pounds, and he's going to tell you how.
On the Teddy diet.
You know, we were talking about cold plunges, right?
Yeah.
And how healthy people will try those things. And if there's a man who we know, the picture of health.
Yeah.
That's Ben. He's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good, man.
Good to hear from you, buddy.
What do you got?
So all right. When I used to do jiu-jitsu, probably about I don't know, it had to be 10 years ago now. But muscles would get sore, and a nice cold bath would help fix all of that.
Okay.
Because also, it's the pressure of the water. I don't know if that's actually what it is, but for me, that's how I always thought of it. It's like you put pressure on the joints, so it would help. Alleviate the inflammation.
You know, one of the problems when he was taking those cold showers.
What's that?
The whole neighborhood could hear him.
Oh, what did it sound like?
I hurt my jujitsu.
Happy Thanksgiving, Ben.
Real quick. Yeah. It only sucks for the first, 10 seconds.
Okay.
And when you get used
unlike
to
your
it.
Phone calls.
Like your whole career, Tommy.
Oh, wow. Brutal. Brutal. It's the cold plunges of punchlines, guys. Ben, thanks for the call, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving, Ben. There goes Ben. See, that call is why I'm always
skeptical
of cold baths, because everyone who does it can't explain why it works.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like the Bills have a pretty solid training staff. They do it after practice.
No, look, I again, if I was working out like Bills players work out, I would do it.
Okay.
But I don't know
just
if
to
like
do it. Doing it just to do it.
What I'm doing, it's not the equivalent of what Deion Dawkins or Ed Oliver or Josh Allen is working out, right?
Mm, like, true.
I'm not doing
or triple. Ben. You're not doing jujitsu.
All right, let's take a break.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now.
Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.